This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, the study is simple. Ladies, the more housework you do, the longer you'll live.
Yeah, for only 3 years, so don't do it.
And I really feel like I'm being misunderstood because I'm simply trying to say. What?
All right, I'll listen. You're simply trying to... Oh, jeez.
I feel
Wait.
That I'm being beaten up on.
Just, it comes with music? It comes with sad music?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your misunderstanding comes with sad music?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I think people should feel sorry for me right now. Because all I'm doing is just relaying this information of this study. Just get off your butt and do some housework.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
And you'll live longer. Yeah. I mean, it's a good trade-out. Okay? Plus, I get to live in a clean house. Okay? We're all good. Let me go to the phone.
Let me tell you something.
What?
First of all, I can't believe that Lisa doesn't demand a cleaning person.
Yeah.
With a person like you in the house. Because she gets home sometimes at 7 p.m. at night. What kind of quality of life is that for her to come home at 7 o'clock, you're sitting in the recliner, and then she has to clean around you? That doesn't sound fun to me. And then she has to go to bed at 10. She has 3 hours to try to fit in some kind of quality of life. And cleaning around your butt in the recliner is not living.
I can't believe that she would even think about she's required this 5 and 6 hours of sleep every night. That's ridiculous. You need to get things done around the house.
Oh, my God. I can't.
That's important
it's
in a relationship.
It's already Monday, and I'm, like, not even in the mood for you right now because it's Monday.
This is Elizabeth.
Okay.
Hey, Elizabeth. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to turn you on here. All right. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are
there
you?
There you go.
Go ahead.
Well, I kind of agree with BJ that women aren't doing as much housework, but I'm going to agree with you, too, because it's women are doing too much. We're expected to do too much and be these wonder women, and we expect ourselves, and there's a lot more distractions in the world, and we just are worn out.
Yeah, and men are doing all the work because we have to pick up the slack for you.
OMG.
Oh, no,
really? Can I ask you something?
What?
Okay, so let me tell you this.
All I'm saying is we got to do extra. We're picking up some slack. There's truth to that.
Let me tell you something. Every woman's making kids' lunches. They're going to the grocery store. They're unloading the groceries. Then they're getting then they have to have a snack. Then they have to have a water bottle. And then you guys are just sitting there watching football with your hands down your pants going, and we look at you like, God, I'm lucky.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
All right.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, sorry.
All right, let's go to somebody with some sense here. Let's go to Dawn. Hey, Dawn.
How are you, BJ?
Oh,
good, buddy.
Geez.
All right. Buddy, am I telling the truth here or what?
Oh, boy.
You are telling the exact truth.
Thank you.
I think the reason is that if a man, for example, doesn't provide for his family the way he's supposed to, that it's going to create an undue stress. And he's gonna lose an emotional connection there. I think it makes perfect sense. I think if the woman does the things that she's supposed to do.
What is supposed to do, you son of a bitch? What are we supposed to do, you piece of crap? Huh? You tell me.
You preach it, Don.
No, you're a little tiny man. I bet you're short, aren't you? And fat.
Well, I do have the fat part down. But
I bet you're bald, too.
Hey, don't insult my caller.
I bet you're short, bald.
Don,
well, I bet you're losing your hair.
Am I not right? You have to pick up the slack, don't you?
Yes, that's exactly right. I was married to a woman for almost 30 years, and I did more housework than she did.
Well, you sound like one hell of a catch, old short, fat Don.
Hey, you leave Don alone. Short, fat Don. Well, that's her dougly. All right, guys, let's try to calm down.
Sorry, I don't even know what happened.
Only do a couple more calls. Right now, this is not helping.
Sorry.
Okay?
Our name calling is wrong.
Short, fat Don.
Sorry about that.
She's one lucky lady. Hey, Isaac. All right, let's go with Isaac. Isaac?
Yes.
How do you feel, Isaac?
Hey, so my name is Isaac. I've got two daughters. I'm a full-time single dad. I have been for
8 years now since my oldest was two. And my ex-wife is exactly a product of what you're talking about. She doesn't even live in the same state as the girls. And I've dated multiple girls. Similar situation. And I think that it goes both ways, though.
Well, if you weren't so prissy.
I don't work out home anymore.
Isaac, hang on a second.
He's prissy Isaac with OCD.
You don't know that he's prissy. Isaac.
Does he sound a little prissy?
I tell my daughters that.
Well, because you have two daughters, they're making you prissy.
Oh, I'm sure that that's
so. Isaac, I'm not sure I'm following you here. If she's out of state, she can't claim your place. Okay,
I'm a little lost.
Are you saying when she was with?
She signed over her rights to the kids in front of a notary.
No, this isn't about child custody.
Oh my God!
Isaac, we're going the wrong direction.
Well, what he's saying is she just gave up on being a mom because she just signed over the kids and good luck, Isaac.
That's a little deeper than I want to go. I'm just talking about doing a load of laundry.
Let's go back to short, fat Don.
I'm not talking about raising kids. I'm just talking about doing a laundry load, you know? Let me go with, is it Charlotte?
Hello.
Charlotte spelled with an S?
It is.
Wow, that's nice.
Oh,
I've never seen it like that.
We were hoping Sean was wrong. Damn it!
No, it totally is. All right. So here's what I figure. Those last 3 years... Those are your diaper years where you're being spoon-fed by one of the kids.
Amen.
Hating you. So I figure,
it's not worth it.
The housework, and then, you know, skip those last three diaper years. I'm good with that.
You preach it, Charlotte, with an S. Yes, yes, indeed. Because the quality of life the last 3 years, she's right. It's just your kids hating your guts.
Get out of here, Charlotte.
You know? She's right. She's absolutely right.
Too much reasoning on your part.
Let's go back to Short Fat Don. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, Sean, can you get Don back on the phone so Jamie can insult him even more, please?
Oh yeah.
Short Fat Don.
Love him.
He'll never call again.
I know. God love him.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.